This is Playa Country, a weekly look at the wildlife, wetlands, and prairies of the Western Great Plains and the people who manage them, brought to you by Playa Lakes Joint Venture, an organization dedicated to conserving birds and bird habitat. This time, we continue our discussion of benefits that derive from managing for good soil health. Steve Arnold farms in southwest Kansas near Johnson City.
Crops are raised mainly wheat and milo right now during the drought, but we've dabbled in sunflowers, safflowers, and may look at canola a little bit.
And it is dry in Stanton County, 3 years of drought. Steve's story is about simplifying his operation. Like a lot of producers in this corner of Kansas, Steve used to be a big irrigator. 10 wells, 4-wheel-drive tractors, ran cattle. Then several years ago, a couple things changed Steve's life. He was in a bad wreck, and the Ogallala failed him.
About 6 years ago, we ran out of water on the Ogallala, so we're all dry land now. Back in the day, some of those was 2,000-gallon wells, and the time we got down, they was all under 150.
Steve tossed and turned with worry about reverting to dry land.
My biggest decision was going and talking to my landlords and telling them that I wanted to convert their irrigated farm ground back to dry land now. And I worried and worried about that. I was real fortunate. Most of them maybe saw the writing on the wall before I did, and I wasn't met with any controversy.
By the time the water was gone, Steve says his sprinkler systems were depreciated out. He sold some and junked others and sold the pumps. Meanwhile, Steve was developing a growing interest in new high-tech tools being introduced to assist with precision farming. He says he's managing his land very intensively now. He's got a Veris cart. It measures soil conductivity, which tells him a field's soil types. Fields are mapped into management zones based on soil type. He loads that data into a device that controls the density of seeding at the drill and varies application of fertilizer on the go. Getting out of irrigation has changed his focus.
Operationally, we cut our diesel fuel use by 2/3, reduced our fertilizer use by 1/2, don't have any 4-wheel-drive tractors anymore, and, you know, I go to a farm sale now, I don't need any livestock equipment, I don't need any irrigation equipment. There's a lot of things there I don't have to look at anymore.
Steve Arnold is paying a lot of attention to soil health and productivity.
Kind of got to taking care of the dry land like we should have been. You know, he's focusing too much for attention on the irrigated in the past, and my dry land's kind of starting to take pretty good care of us now.
He practices no-till and is very interested in cover crops, but western Kansas is a semi-arid region. When not in drought, this region gets about 18 inches of rain a year.
Out here, we've struggled with the cover crops. A lot of us are still kim fallowing, and that's pretty expensive operations. We can get up to 5 herbicide treatments on that fallow ground before the next crop goes in, and that gets pretty costly.
Dave Hokus with Kansas Cooperative Fish and Wildlife Research Unit in Manhattan says any cover is preferable in a windy place like western Kansas.
Especially one that has extensive root systems and low vegetation above the ground so that the soil can be held in place is beneficial.
And no-till is highly recommended for a landscape like southwest Kansas where it's always windy and precipitation is sparse. Tillage can destroy soil organic matter along with the habitat that soil organisms need. Tillage, especially in warmer months, reduces water infiltration, increases runoff, and can make the soil less productive. Soils managed with reduced or no-till practices for several years contain more organic matter and moisture. The Natural Resources Conservation Service stands ready to help producers devise a soil management plan that focuses on developing healthy soil. Learn more about managing for soil health and hear archived episodes of this program on the website playacountry.org. Playa Country, a weekly show about the wildlife, people, and landscapes of the Western Great Plains. Made possible by the Playa Lakes and Rainwater Basin Joint Ventures and the Natural Resources Conservation Service.